Can you tell me about something about games you played as a child?
Well, when we moved to Listowel in 1967, I think it was, we were notorious. We were the wild Hennessy bunch that blew into town one day and caused a storm until the day we left. Yeah. What we used to get up to was, there was a castle in the square in Listowel, and we used to climb that, get up in the top of it, and there was a gooseberry tree in the top of it, and we used to eat the gooseberries off it, you know. We used to ride horses, we used to play games with this goat we had. You'd put down your head forward, and the goat would put down its head forward and run at you, you know?
Yeah.
And you'd grab it by the horns and push, and it would push, you know? Mm. Well, we used to cowboys and Indians and all those things, you know, that children didn't back in those days, you know?
Can you remember any older sort of traditional childhood sort of games, like variants of four square or skipping hopscotch? So those boys don't usually skip, but hopscotch or marbles or...
Yeah, marbles, like conkers, the spinning top, a piece of wood shaped in a sort of like a cone, and you have a piece of stick with a string off it, and you whip it and it spins, spinning top, you know, and yo-yos we had. But one of my earliest members would have been in Longford or Lanesborough. In the square in Lanesborough, playing conkers during school break, you know?
Yeah.
There was a lot of conker trees around the area, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. We had a lot of creatures as pets when we were growing up, you know? We had tortoises, we had hedgehogs, we had foxes, we had a hawk, we had...
How did you come to have a hawk?
We found... It fell out of a nest.
Yeah.
And we had a crow as well.
Gee. At the same time?
Different periods, you know.
What sort of hawk was it, you know?
Just an ordinary hawk.
Yeah.
I think we
was
let it
friendly
go.
Or?
Yeah, we used to feed it, you know. Yeah. I think we let it go, let it into the wilds.
Yeah.
But we had a crow, Jacko was its name, and it would squawk every time it was hungry, and it would be in the garage, you know, and we'd go out and feed it bread and milk, you know. But Jacko, I mean, we used to sit on my mother's shoulder while she was reading a book, you know, and it would try and read, it would try and communicate with us, you know, or when we had the foxes, we used to play with the foxes.
How did you come to have foxes?
My father brought them home one day from Tarbert Power Station was being built, you know, and he brought it home, thought that we might like it, and we had it, its name was Rui, it was a vixen.
What was its name?
Rui.
Rui, yeah.
Rui. It means red one, redheaded one. And Rui. We used to play with it and, we used to eat liver.
Yeah.
That's all it would do. But we eventually gave it to Eamon the Butler, who had a wild sanctuary up in Dublin somewhere, up in Wicklow.
Yeah.
And he came down from Wicklow one afternoon while we were at school, but he waited until we came home from school, and then he took the fox and let it free in his reserve, you know.
Obviously he thought it was nice to tell you kids it was going, he didn't just want to take it.
Well, we did, I got in a dog then, you see. We fell in love with this pup dog called Sancho.
Yeah.
And my mother, rather than put the fox down, we decided to give it to Aimee the Butler and let him look after it.
Would the dog and fox not have been able to coexist?
Not really, I wouldn't have thought so, because the fox would have been frightened of the dog, you know?
Yeah.
Even though the dog would have been a pup, you know?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have really gotten on, because the dog would have gotten older much quicker.
Yeah.
And it's instinct for a dog to hunt foxes anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So whether they would have gotten on, maybe they would have gotten on, I don't know.
Possibly, yeah.